Well, globally, this COVID-19 pandemic has impacted significant elements of both food supply and demand. Border closures, quarantines, restrictions are causing disruption right across the supply chain. Despite these challenges, the pandemic, though, has not compromised overall food security. Here in Australia, it's largely business as usual for agriculture, although some sectors have been hit. Cathy Van Extel reports.
Remember the smashed avocado war? It drew attention to the popularity of the humble green fruit. Demand has been steadily rising, growing by 11% last year alone. But the COVID-19 pandemic has put a huge dent in sales. Avocado Australia Chair Jim Cochi says demand has dropped around 30% with the closure of many cafes and restaurants.
And that's taken a significant amount of produce that used to go into those markets and now hasn't really got a home to go to.
The North Queensland avocado farmer is about to begin harvesting his crop and fears a looming glut.
I have not heard that stuff's been dumped. It may be filtering through farmers' markets and other markets at the moment. You know, I'm not sure how long that can last, and especially as more districts come online, like Bundaberg and South East Queensland and Northern New South Wales, there's going to be more product, and that's just going to add to the volume that will struggle to find a home.
National Farmers Federation President Fiona Simpson says the COVID-19 pandemic is playing out in different ways across the agricultural sector.
In general, I think most farmers are just getting on with what they do normally. We've seen some widespread rain, which has been wonderful, which means that people are very busy at this time of the year, putting crops in the ground and picking fruit. And we've had to work quite quickly to adjust to some of the new measures that have been put in place around isolation, etc. But overall, our sector has been able to adapt well, and we hope that we'll just be able to keep doing what we're doing best.
Clearly, there has been a hit to the global market. How is that playing out?
It's changed a little bit in its impacts on Australian agriculture as we're moving through the global impact of the virus. So initially, of course, China so severely affected. China is a really big market for a number of our commodities. And so as that market shut down, so did our exports. And some of our exporters here, particularly when we're thinking about seafood, fresh meat, fresh vegetables, really felt that impact. So it's been good to see that starting to start up again. And now as we're seeing it coming to Australia and starting to move through here, then we've been more concerned about making sure we can get our inputs into the country so that we can keep getting our fertilisers and our medical supplies, all those different things.
National Cabinet has addressed issues around border closures and road freight. And after intense lobbying from growers, the Commonwealth has extended visas for farm labourers. It's also provided $110 million to help exporters hit by the aviation shutdown. The seafood industry was one of the sector's hardest hit. Some producers were facing financial ruin. Jane Lovell is CEO of Seafood Industry Australia.
This started for us on the 24th of January when sales to China basically stopped in a day. ABARES estimate that the impact is about 12% off the value of the Australian seafood industry, some $390 million. So that's for export, but it's also had impact on the domestic market because the export product couldn't find its way overseas, and so it was sold here and prices have basically tumbled.
The federal funding will underwrite the cost of air freight. Jane Lovell says it will save jobs.
There's actually a lot of markets that are interested. Obviously, China, Hong Kong, Japan, the UAE, Taiwan. We've even had interest from Europe. We obviously can't get to all of them, but it's a step in the right direction. It's not the total cure, that's for sure.
The freight export funding will help a range of industries, including horticulture, red meat and dairy. For the dairy sector, there's a great deal of uncertainty about the impact of the pandemic going forward. Australian Dairy Farmers President Terry Richardson.
First response that we saw in the market was the closing down of the food service sales channels. Of course, that was brought about by all the restaurants closing. But here we saw the initial response was a lift in sales and retail. But that, I think, is coming back now and the supply is catching up with the demand.
As for the export market, there's been no immediate impact, although it's expected there'll be a global surplus, so prices may fall.
The global markets were seeing that milk that was has been taken out of food service and directed towards other products. In the northern markets, there's a lot of drying of milk now into product that can be stored. Quite a bit of uncertainty as to what that impact will be.
While it's still too early for dairy, the wool sector has seen prices drop. Ed Story is president of Wool Producers Australia.
Retail spending is collapsing around the world. There's also a few logistical problems. Europe and India are pretty much shut down and aren't buying any wool. China's just getting back going again, which processes 75 to 80% of our wool. Those factories and early stage processes are just getting up and going again. So there's a lack of demand.
Concerned about possible further restrictions, the industry is preparing a case for why it should be treated as an essential service, animal welfare a major concern. Ed Story says shearing sheds have adapted.
You know, sharing of cigarettes and towels and drinking cups and all that, that can't happen. You must bring your own. We must continue the industry consistent with the government socialisation protocol. So what we're hearing is that in most sheds, every second stand's being left vacant. And when the rouseabout goes to pick the fleece up, they're waiting until the shearer is in the pen getting the next sheep before they pick that fleece up.
The COVID-19 pandemic comes on the back of a tough year for many primary producers. Fiona Simpson believes the ag sector will come through this strongly.
Bushfires, drought, which has been in some regions for up to 7 to 10 years, and also the floods up in North Queensland. So some producers are having trouble accessing capital to get their crop in the ground and to keep their farms moving. So that is an issue for us, and we're continuing to talk to government. It's really important. Agriculture is one of those sectors that should come out of the virus with very few effects. Obviously, the continuity of the supply chain is incredibly important here, and we do need to make sure that people can just keep doing what they're doing.
That's Fiona Simpson, the president of the National Farmers Federation, ending that report from Cathy Van Exel.